The old kitchen continued. Returning to the keeping room, we see the spinning wheel in the far left corner, and beyond that, the pantry, and the ladder down to the brick or round cellar where food could be stored in the winter to keep it from freezing, and in the summer to keep it cool. Because he wanted the very best in his house, Captain Atwood made his cellar elliptical, providing additional space. To the right of the cellar door is the door to a small bedroom that has doors opening into the kitchen and into the front sitting room. Being connected to the kitchen, this little bedroom was the warmest one in the house and allowed for easy communication with anyone in either the kitchen or the sitting room. For that reason, it was most often used by a woman who was about to give birth and therefore is usually referred to as the borning room. Of course, it might also have been used by anyone who was bedridden and needed to be in close communication with other members of the family. Opposite the door to the borning room is the only other closet in the house, a small one for holding the family china, glassware, or other small objects associated with cooking or dining. This closet holds the only items that actually belong to the Atwood family. Two off-white ribbed bowls that a relative who had been visiting in the 19th century used to take home foodstuff after a summer visit. She never got around to returning the bowls, but in 2004, her grandson wrote to the society from Florida, asking if they would like to have them sent back.